Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Bucks never stop here. You're listening to Green and Growing, hosted by Sparky Pfeiffer and Nathan Marzion.
First off, Nathan Marzion, your initial thoughts of what you saw tonight.
There's some positive things and some, you know, ugly things, but overall it was just a little bit frustrating. That was a winnable game, I thought. I like that the defense looked pretty good. I thought that it definitely has been improving the last couple weeks. The defense has been better. And this was just one where, I mean, I did think the Nuggets played really good defense on us. I thought that that any of our main guys except Brooke really get into too much of a rhythm. Even Giannis didn't ever get into a huge, you know, really good rhythm in this game. And Dame and Chris got off to the really hot start, but then they kind of were able to shut him down pretty well. And same with Dame, they just didn't let those guys get a ton of shots up. And some of it's them being passive. Some of it's just them forcing the ball into our worst players' hands. Obviously the bench was bad again. Bobby was terrible outside of those couple threes in the fourth, but like, I don't know. Again, I have less of a problem with games when the offense isn't quite as good because I trust a little bit more that that will normally not be the case. I like that the defense has shown some improvements and wasn't bad tonight by any means, and it did keep us in this game. But yeah, at the end of the day, I mean, that defense of the Nuggets did a pretty good job. And, you know, again, Dame and Chris, I think, were the two on offense that, again, it's not like they shot terribly or anything. They just didn't get a ton of shots up, and they had some turnover stuff, and, you know, especially in that like third quarter. The third quarter was really bad from pretty much everyone. So, yeah, I mean, again, plenty of positive or plenty of negatives, and then like the big positive would be the defense. So, yeah.
The one thing that irritates me, and I'm assuming Doc Rivers is going to fix this. You can't lose points in the paint consistently. You have Brooke Lopez, Giannis, Lillard going to the rim, and so forth. Like that, they got outscored by, 20-30 points in the paint tonight. That can't happen. And I know they got Joker and they got Gordon, and I get all that stuff. But back again, and God help me, I'm referencing the Bud days. But you just don't lose those. You don't lose points in the paint. You don't lose rebounds, that type of stuff. And now we've become more of a jump shooting, outside shooting type team, and we're kind of losing who we should be. You want to get to the free throw line and you want to shoot more free throws and all that stuff, you got to go. Now, that does not mean jumping into two guys like I saw Lillard do and Giannis do throughout this game. And Doc Rivers talked before the game about shot quality. It's got to be better than, you know, what he's seen at this point. And you saw, again, examples from your star players making poor choices. And I understand the thinking, right? I'm Giannis. If I jump into these two dudes, they're going to call a foul and I'm going to go to the line. And I'm sure Lillard thinks the exact same thing. Then when it doesn't happen, as we've talked about, then it's turned around and talked to the ref while the ball's going back the other way. That type of stuff has to stop. Now, is Doc Rivers a big enough figure to be able to get Giannis and Lillard to stop doing this nonsense? I have no idea. I mean, they're talking like, oh, they're going to listen to him and he's going to challenge them and they're going to play ball for him and so forth. Okay. But you're the two stars on the team. You have to be the example of good quality shot taken from both of you. If you're going to expect Bobby Portis to do the same thing, because he's as guilty as anybody is taking bad shots on this team right now. But so are your stars. They're also taking dumb shots throughout the game. That's to me is the most frustrating thing. And that's one of the things that Doc Rivers and his staff have got to figure out here going forward, Nathan.
Yeah. I mean, again, tonight, there were some dumb shots. I thought majority of the dumb shots were from Bobby. But at the same time, I mean, again, I thought the Nuggets did a really good job defensively. Like, I didn't think that they passed up a lot of good shots either. You know, I thought that the Nuggets just forced them into a lot of tough situations. And, you know, Dame driving to the paint didn't have much room, and they were really good with their hands defensively, like better than most teams we've seen so far this season, where, you know, they were able to, like, Dame hasn't turned the ball over a ton this season. And, you know, there was three straight at one point in like the third quarter where they were just getting hands on passes, and those pick and rolls that he's usually able to get through. The Nuggets were able to pick those off. And so, you know, again, not many of those that I think they were super dumb decisions, but it was just that the pass wasn't, you know, either on target or the pass. Again, maybe just the Nuggets made a good defensive play. Sometimes you do have to give some credit to the opponent. You know, again, I didn't think the Bucks got good shots, but sometimes that's because the other team plays good defense too. So, yeah, I mean, but I agree that the shot quality stuff's going to have to go up a little bit. But I mean, again, I'm coming into this game, I had zero concerns with our offense, and I'm not going to let one game make me say, oh, the offense, what's wrong? You know, is the offense a problem, or is their shot quality a problem? Like, it's been very good 95% of the time this year. They're going to have some bad games every now and then, you know, as long as it's not something that happens for stretches or, you know, a lot, then, you know, if that's happening, then obviously you get concerned because, you know, they don't have the defense to make up for it. But if, as long as the offense is typically getting back, you know, it gets that back on track and is typically scoring their 120 plus, you know, getting good looks, getting these guys going, then I'm fine with it. And I mean, again, truthfully, I think that, I mean, some of this can be changed with rotations and how they play these guys. I'm not sure guys were in the exact same rhythm they're always in because of the difference in how they were substituted tonight. You know, Dame gets taken out in the middle of the first quarter, which he hasn't been used to all season. And all of a sudden, Bobby's playing a ton, you know, long stretch of time in the mid first to the late second, which, again, and the offense completely went off rhythm as soon as those bench guys came in because they started missing shots. And the ball all of a sudden is, you know, out of Chris and Dame's hands, who had started the game well. And it kind of just threw them off rhythm a little bit. And I don't think those guys, Chris and Dame, ever really got back into rhythm fully. So, you know, after they were taken out, I don't know. So some of that has to be, I'm going to wait a few games to really, you know, judge this offense and how it looks under Doc before I'm, you know, concerned at all, or before I have any big conclusions about it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
If you go listen to Dame Lillard's comments leading up to this game, it is a bright shining light on the fact that that locker room may have liked Adrian Griffin, the dude, but was not all there on Adrian Griffin, the head coach. The way he talked about what Doc Rivers was going to bring going forward and what would change on this team just exemplifies, you know, them not maybe, I'm not going to say respecting, but maybe not buying in all the way on Adrian Griffin as a head coach the way they are on Doc Rivers because of the track record and resume that he has. Positives? Hey, transition defense. At least early on, was much better than it had been in the past. It looked like they were playing a little bit harder to me. Brook Lopez, for certain, was playing way better than he was playing under Adrian Griffin. He just felt more in sync with what they were trying to do and so forth, more engaged. And again, you know, Rook hits a couple threes. Of course, he's going to get engaged immediately when his offense gets going. But that is part of, and we've talked about this on this podcast, about getting guys, certain guys going early. If you get certain guys going early on offense, normally that'll transition to them playing better on defense because they feel more involved versus standing around and watching Giannis or Dame play offense and they never get a touch. And that was something that I found very interesting. Your Lillard thing about when he got pulled out, everybody noticed that. What was that conversation like between Doc and Dame? So I'm assuming Dame knew Nathan, right? We think that Dame would know going into this game of, dude, you're not playing the whole first quarter anymore. Like, I'm going to pull you out at this minute mark or in that area, and this is what it's going to be. You would assume Doc communicated that, right? Or am I just being naive and thinking that communication that should happen does actually happen? Because if not, I would assume Dame was probably pretty surprised getting yanked out when he did if he wasn't told ahead of time.
Yeah, no, I'm guessing he knew that. You know, I think that that was a conversation they had. But again, I do think that that has some type of factor on, you know, how those guys played like later in the game a little bit. Because again, I think they're used to, okay, I'm going to, you know, especially him where he's been playing the whole first quarter, then he gets his break. He comes in the end of the second, plays the whole third, gets a break, comes in for the end of the fourth. I think, you know, coming out midway through the first can, I think, I mean, again, at least right away, at these first few games when you're getting used to it, throw him off a little bit or maybe take him out of his rhythm just a bit because he's used to getting, you know, that whole first quarter to get into rhythm and he didn't get it tonight. And, you know, again, obviously if that's what's happening, then it's something he's okay with, but it's just, I think it's going to take a little bit of time to get, you know, more acclimated to that after you've been so used to, you know, one pattern happening for so long. So again, I mean, I'm not going to make a ton of judgments about this right away because I want to see how it looks, you know, in a couple weeks or in a little bit, once you've got some time, they've got some time with it under their belt, and you know, you really can start to see how it looks.
He is Nathan Marzian. Follow him on Twitter, Nathan Marzian. Follow me at Sparky Radio. If you are following along on the Odyssey Sports YouTube page, which I see several of you are live streaming this bad boy right now after the Bucks lose to the Nuggets tonight, 113-107, and Doc Rivers' debut as Milwaukee Bucks head coach, you can just go ahead and leave comments, questions, whatever you want. I see Patrick has left some stuff up there. We'll read some of his stuff coming up next here on Green and Growing as we continue to pull apart and dissect more of this Bucks and Nuggets game. Straight ahead, download it on your Odyssey app or wherever you download your favorite podcast app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.